ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम्, देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नश्च प्रायेष भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ज्ञाद्विरन्दस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामह्यं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुधाबदकमलं श्रीगुरोन्वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातम् सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं। श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणाललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। नमों विष्णुपादाय कृष्णभ्रष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नमों विष्णुपादाय कृष्णभ्रष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिसिद्धान्त सरस्वती निति नामिने। श्रीवार्षभानवी देवी दयिताय कृपाब्धये कृष्णसम्बन्ध विज्ञान दायिने प्रभवे नमः। माधुर्योज्ज्वल प्रेमाढ्य श्रीरूपानुगा भक्तिद श्रीगौरकरुणाशक्ति विग्रहाय नमोस्तुते। नमस्ते गौरवाणि श्रीमूर्तये दीनतारिणे रूपानुगा विरुद्धाप सिद्धान्तदान्तहारिणे। नमो गौरकिशोराय साक्षाद्वैराग्यमूर्तये विभ्रलम्बारसाम्भोदे पादाम्बुजाय ते नमः। नमो भक्तिविनोदाय सच्चिदानन्दनामिने गौरष्टिस्वरूपाय रूपानुगावरायते गौराविर्भावभूमेस्त्वं निर्देष्ट सज्जनप्रियः वैष्णवसार्वभौम श्री जगन्नाथाय ते नमः। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषये नमः। पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं वक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं। हे कृष्ण करुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोस्तुते। जयतां सुरतो भङ्गुर्मामन्दमतेर्गति मत्सर्वस्यापदाम्बोजौ श्रीनादामदनमोहनौ दिव्यद्वृन्दारण्यकल्पद्रुमादः श्रीमद्रत्नागारसिंहासनस्थो श्रीमद्राधाशीलगोविन्ददेवो प्रश्रालिविसेव्यमानौ स्मरामि। श्रीमान् रासरसारम्भी वंशीवटतटस्थितः हर्षं वेणोस्वनेर्गोपीर्गोपिनाथः श्रियस्तु नः। तप्तकाञ्चनगौरङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरि विषवानुसुते देवि प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य गुंत्यानन्द श्रीयद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासादिगौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Somehow it so happens that whenever I was asked to give a class here. It happens to be Ekadashi. It's the fourth time it is happening. I was asked to give a Bhagavatam class, and it happens to be Ekadashi. On Ekadashi day, we know very well that we chant the glories of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada's glories are unlimited, as much as Krishna's glories are also unlimited. It is the system in the Bhagavatam also that to glorify Krishna, first the glories of the devotees are spoken. In the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the sages of Naimisharanya, they ask few questions in the first chapter. Six questions were asked. And in the second and the third chapters, most of the questions were answered. In the fourth chapter again, few questions were asked by sages of Naimisharanya regarding Bhagavatam, regarding Lord Krishna. When did Bhagavatam appear? Who wrote it? Who inspired him to write it? And all these things. While describing the answers to the second set of questions of the sages of Naimisharanya, Sutta Goswami says that I will describe about the devotees of Krishna, because the description about the devotees of Krishna will naturally land up in description about Krishna. So the system, though there is no distinction between Krishna Katha and Bhakta Katha, but the Bhakta Katha has been considered to be the door to enter into Krishna Katha. That is the system in the Bhagavatam. That is why, in one sense, if you apply the same system here, the next 15 days, rather the 14 days which are there, where we discuss Srimad Bhagavatam, which is full of Krishna Katha, that we can enter only when we do this day's Bhagavatam or this day's Bhakta Katha. Because Srila Prabhupada Leelamrit is Bhakta Katha, is Bhakta Bhagavata. So that is why, in one sense, this Ekadashi recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam becomes very much significant for the other days of hearing Bhagavatam. And one speciality of hearing about the devotees is that we will be inspired to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. The more we hear about devotees, the more we hear about Srila Prabhupada, there will be more inspiration and more taste in hearing about Srimad Bhagavatam. In the Bhagavatam itself it is mentioned, Shushushuva Shraddhadhanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi. Shushushuva Shraddhadhanasya, by hearing from pure devotees, one develops ruchi towards Vasudeva, Vasudeva Kataruchi. There will be taste in hearing about Krishna. Shushushuva Shraddhadhanasya, the word Shushusha generally has three meanings. One is to hear, other is service, other is humility. But one of the acharyas gives an example that hearing about a devotee. One is hearing Krishna Katha from a devotee. That is one meaning of Shushrushuva Shraddhadhanasya. Shraddhadhanasya means devotee. Now, hearing about a devotee is also included in Shushrushuva Shraddhadhanasya Vasudeva Katharuchi. This is the explanation given by Veer Raghava regarding this verse. He says that not only hearing Krishna Katha from a devotee increases the taste in Krishna Katha, but hearing about a devotee also increases taste in Krishna Katha. That is a system set up in Srimad Bhagavatam. And that is the reason great thinkers in our society, they have decided that we should talk about Prabhupada and Ekadashi, because this is going to be the door which is going to open over the next 15 days of experiencing Bhagavat Rasa. So I was asked to speak any topic and from the Srimad, from Prabhupada Leelamrit. Generally, whenever I speak from Prabhupada Leelamrit, I generally speak according to the context. Whenever in Mira Road, I was given to speak on, I generally speak on where Prabhupada was interested in temple construction. Sometimes during Gaur Purnima it comes, how Srila Prabhupada celebrated Gaur Purnima. When Ratyatra comes, how Srila Prabhupada and Ratyatra related. So those sections generally I read. But somehow I was just yesterday thinking what to speak. Then I thought, currently there is a great discussion going on in the political field in India, isn't it? Practically for the past few days, not even few days, maybe a month or so, No Bhagavatam class, no discussion among devotees is devoid of some discussion about politics. Everywhere something of the political thing will be there. So I was thinking, let us discuss something, how Srila Prabhupada was connected with politics, directly or indirectly, somehow or other. So at that time, there were great two politicians. And he had actually written letters to them, so he'll try to talk about these letters. One is Mahatma Gandhi, and other one is Srimati Gandhi. You know her very well. So let us take those sections where Srila Prabhupada had, what were his views about them, what were his views about political situation in India, how it is going to affect devotion, how it is going to affect the movement. All these things, the mood of Srila Prabhupada regarding politics is very much prevalent in this thing. So this is from the first volume, A Lifetime in Preparation, and the sixth chapter, that is A Unknown Friend. Srila Prabhupada is still in India, and he is monitoring all the political changes which are happening during that time. So he says, Srila Sasrut Maharaj says that it was inevitable that Abhay would think of engaging Mahatma Gandhi in devotional service. What a powerful line, just see. It was inevitable. Srila Prabhupada always thought about how big leaders should take up devotional service. And Srila Prabhupada was always thinking, eyeing on Mahatma Gandhi. Somehow or other, I should engage him in devotional service. Just see, this person, Mahatma Gandhi, is actually leader of the entire country. He would say, fast. Millions of people have gone fast. And Srila Prabhupada, though he actually was a kind of a Gandhian during pre-meeting days of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, but still he was not a Gandhian the way another Gandhian would be. He had a different motive about even political situations, even before he met Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. His idea was that the political situation, if it is proper, then it is a right platform for propagating devotional service. Whereas those, including Gandhi himself, he was using spirituality for material purposes. Whereas Srila Prabhupada's idea was never so. His idea was to use politics for spiritual purposes. The end of all thoughts of Prabhupada was spiritual, even before meeting Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. Whereas Gandhi himself and all the others, they may be quoting from Bhagavad Gita in different places. They were living a simple life, austere life. But still, they wanted to use Bhagavad Gita or any other spiritual things to meet their political ends. Though Srila Prabhupada was wearing Gandhi dress, even before meeting Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur and all, he was involved in the movement. But his ideology, even though he was a kind of a Gandhian, it was not Gandhian ideology. That is for sure. So after meeting Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, we know that Srila Prabhupada, he gave up this idea that spirituality or Krishna consciousness, or preaching of Krishna consciousness, is not dependent on any material situation. Though the philosophy that you should use politics for spirituality is true, but spirituality is not dependent on politics. It is very interesting point to note that though we engage matter in spiritual purposes for spirituality, to purify our consciousness, purify matter, but still spirituality in itself is not dependent on matter. It is completely independent of matter. It can progress in any material condition. So we should be very careful about this philosophy. We should never give excuse of our material situation for not progressing in spiritual life, for not able to preach Krishna consciousness. Because preaching Krishna consciousness, progressing in spiritual life is totally independent. And material situations are having no say in our progress of Krishna consciousness and progress in preaching. But at the same time, we are involved in the work of engaging in matter in service of Krishna. So it is something like Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva here. Like in the same way here, Gandhian, Prabhupada was a Gandhian, at the same time not a Gandhian. It was something Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. Now in spite of he coming out of this Gandhian movement after meeting Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he was constantly thinking how to engage this Gandhi in devotional service. So because of his lifetime of courageous, ascetic and moral activities on behalf of his countrymen, Mahatma Gandhi had a great power to influence the Indian mass. Srila Prabhupada was thinking that this person, because of his courage, because of his ascetic nature, because he was renounced, and he was working totally for the countrymen, Prabhupada knew that if he takes up Krishna consciousness, then naturally everybody would take up Krishna consciousness. So in this way, he was very much interested that how, somehow or the other, I should hook this Gandhi into Krishna consciousness. So in this way, he was contemplating, he was meditating on this. As with Mahendra Pratap of the World Federation, Mahatma Gandhi's idea of serving God was to try to bring happiness to man through politics. So, though sometimes you find some politicians or somebody, they may speak about God, but their whole purpose of speaking about God, Bhagavad Gita or spirituality is to bring happiness to man through politics, not to spirituality. Spirituality is only secondary. This is like a political karma kanda, in one sense you can say that. Though through his own intended methods. As one Englishman had said of Mahatma Gandhi, he is either a saint among politicians or a politician among saints. So, one of the person has commented that he is a saint among politicians or he is a politician among saints. That means he was neither a politician nor a saint. So that was his condition. That is why Srila Prabhupada wrote a very interesting letter to Gandhi, which we are going to read. Because though he was a Britisher, Englishman, but he really could observe, though Gandhi was really praised and appreciated by many people, but if you see him as a politician, he doesn't fit to be a politician because he shows saintly character there. Now, if you consider him to be a saint, then he is involved in politics. So though we find that saintly behavior and politics have something to do with each other, they are connected with each other in somehow or the other, but there was a mismatch of this kind of mixture. Definitely there is always some mixture with spirituality in every field, but that mixture should be proper. But with Gandhi, it was somewhat different. A British man or an Englishman could also see this thing. He is either a saint among politicians, that means he is not a politician. And then he is a politician among saints, that means he is neither saint. He was in somewhere in between. Somewhere in between means he was totally confused about his position. And Srila Prabhupada totally knew about how he was totally confused about who is he. His identity was unknown. If you are a saint involving politics, you can do politics better. And if you are a politician and having saintly qualities, you can do politics better. But our Mr. Gandhi, he was a saint. He was considering, I'm saint, but using some saintly things and not able to fulfill the political responsibilities properly. On the other hand, he was trying to be a saint and involved in hardcore politics. That is why he was neither be able to present himself as a saint. So this was a major problem in Mahatma Gandhi, which Srila Prabhupada very well noticed it. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada was thinking, somehow I had to bring this man to proper Krishna consciousness. And then, the Gita defines a Mahatma as one who is completely engaged in worshipping Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, while always chanting His glories. We know this verse, Mahatmanastu mam partha daivim prakritimashritaha. The Mahatma encourages others to surrender to Krishna. But because as a young man, Abhay had been a follower of Gandhi's, Abhay had a special feeling for him. So, before meeting Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, Srila Prabhupada was somehow a Gandhian. He had some special feeling. Of course, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur had later convinced him to engage exclusively in devotional service. But now, Abhay felt his old friendship for Gandhi, even though Gandhi was a towering figure of the worldwide fame, and Abhay unknown both to Gandhi and the world. At that time, who knew Prabhupada? Nobody knew of Abhay Charan. Nobody knew Srila Prabhupada. But still, on December 7, 1947, Abhay wrote a letter from Kanpur. Srila Prabhupada was in Kanpur and he wrote a letter to Gandhi. Gandhi was living in Birla Mansion in Delhi. where large military forces throughout the city disgraced Hindu-Muslim writing. Gandhi's secretary, Nair, described Gandhi at this time as the saddest man one could picture. Just imagine, after so much of sacrifice, austerity and all these things, he was totally in depression. At that time, his own secretary is describing that he is the saddest person in the entire world. That is the problem. When you try to bring happiness through political means, when you try to use spirituality for material means, it lands up into misery for not only one professes, but also one who follows them. Here Gandhi was also in the same situation. The men he had led in the struggle for Indian independence, Jawaharlal Nehru, Vallabhbhai Patel and others, had taken the leadership of the nation. And Gandhi, with his doctrine of non-violence, unity and unity, was now at odds with them in many ways. They were not listening to him. They had their own views. He feared that he was becoming an anchorism. His former colleagues admired him but rejected his leadership. What is the use of that? Everybody admired Gandhi. Oh, you are great, but we will not accept you. What is the use of that? All his programs, Hindu-Muslim unity, non-violence, upliftment of poor, although praised throughout the world, were failures in India of 1947. Total failure it was. On a recent visit to a Muslim refugee camp, a crowd of Muslims who surrendered his car had cursed him. The Muslims cursed him. And at a public prayer meeting in a Hindu crowd, all shouted at him and ended the meeting when he attempted to read from the Quran. At 78 years, Gandhi was physically weak and melancholy. His whole life was full of sadness. Because he wanted to bring some unity among Hindus and Muslims. All his thoughts were very good, but the way he could apply his thoughts, how to bring unity, was totally based on mental speculation. That is why it was total failure. People want United Nations, unity among Hindus and Muslims, but how to bring about this thing, they don't know. Even if they try to execute, if they try to bring about, they try to bring about based on the knowledge from their mental faculty, based on from their mental speculation. They don't base their execution of activities, knowledge, on scriptures. Where Srila Prabhupada, because he knew very well how to bring unity in the world, because he bases his activities and thoughts on scriptures, he was successful. And Srila Gandhi, he was very weak and melancholy. Especially at that time, the partition thing was going on. And one side there was Jinnah, and one side there was Nehru. And one side there was Vallabhbhai Patel, who wanted a unified India. And Gandhi knew Vallabhbhai Patel was very true, right, but still he had his affection, so-called affection for Nehru. And Nehru told that if I am not made the chief prime minister of this country, then I will resign from Congress, open a separate party. So just imagine the basic fundamentals of the congressman. That was their mentality. If I don't get the prime ministerial seat, then I am going to resign. So Gandhi was very much afraid. On that side, Jinnah was telling that if you don't give me a separate state and a separate prime ministerial position, then I will resign and make a different party of the Muslim League. So Gandhi wanted to make both of them happy. So he sacrificed the nationalistic ideas as presented by Vallabhbhai Patel, and he had to take the decision of partition. And just imagine the partition, the amount of losses which happened, it's all because of his decision which he took when he was totally depressed. When somebody is very depressed, he should not take any decision. So now he was depressed and he took decision. Prabhupada knew all these things and he wanted to help him out. How to come out of the depression? How to come out of this and take proper decisions? In all likelihood, Abhay's letter would never reach him. Prabhupada wanted to write a letter. He started writing a letter. And he knew that I am going to write a letter, whether it's going to reach him or not, whether he's going to read it or not. He was not at all bothered. He thought, let me try to help him out. If he somehow hears to me and comes out of his depression, comes out of his sadness, definitely he will make a great impact in this country. So Srila Prabhupada was very much worried about this nation, how the political situation would be, how the leaders would be, what kind of influence they would have on this movement. In this way, Abhay sent a letter to Gandhi sending a letter to Gandhi would be like putting a note in the bottle and sending it to the sea. It would arrive in the flood of mails and Gandhi would be too busy to see it. But Abhay sent nonetheless. He was thinking, I should send a letter. Just see a beautiful letter, a long letter though. It's a very interesting letter. Dear friend Mahatmaji, that is how he addresses. Dear friend Mahatmaji, nobody wouldn't dare to address him like dear friend. But Srila Prabhupada, he did not bother about what it is. He was just thinking, dear friend, you are my friend, because I have been a Gandhian kind of person, but now I understood the reality. Now please listen here to this letter. With this mood, Srila Prabhupada is writing this letter. And even once he wrote a letter to, at that time, Prime Minister Indira Gandhi. At that time he addressed Indira Gandhi as saying, dear Hindu. Indira Gandhi, when she was when Prabhupada was having a shop in Allahabad, Indira Gandhi used to come as a small kid to his shop to buy some medicines. And Prabhupada used to address her as Hindu. And even after she became a Prime Minister, he wrote a letter saying, dear Hindu. And he met her, but he could not really read out the entire letter. Only the synopsis he wanted to discuss. Of course, if you have time, we'll discuss that synopsis of the letter which Srila Prabhupada had drafted to Indira Gandhi. But first finish up with our Mahatma Gandhiji. So please accept my respectful namaskar. I am your unknown friend, but I had to write to you a time and again, although you never cared to reply them. It means Srila Prabhupada written many letters before also. I sent you my paper back to Godhead, but your secretaries told me that you have very little time to read these letters and much less for reading the magazines. When secretaries told Prabhupada, when he doesn't have time to read the letters, what to speak of magazine? I asked for an interview with you, but your busy secretaries never cared to reply this. Anyway, I am your very old friend. Although unknown to you, I am writing to you in order to bring you to the rightful position deserved by you. Just see what are the wordings of Prabhupada. He is saying that I am writing this letter to you in order to bring you to the rightful position deserved by you. As a sincere friend, I must not deviate from my duty towards a friend like your good self. What a language. I tell you, as a sincere friend, that you must immediately retire from political activity. If you do not, just see this, I'll read it again, very powerful statement. I will tell you as a sincere friend that you must immediately retire from political activity if you do not desire a death irreligious. If you desire to die an irreligious death. Just 1 month later Gandhi died. We can understand Srila Prabhupada is Trikalagnya. He is a self-realized soul. Self-realized souls are Trikalagnya. They know the past, present and future. And this is a very important line and an important letter in the entire Indian history, should be published in every textbook. But the modern government doesn't listen to that. This letter should be published in every textbook. Because we consider the Mahatma, the father of the nation. And there was an advice given to the father of nation. If you don't do this, you will die. And exactly after 1 month, he died. And Prabhupada is not an astrologer. It's not an astrological prediction. He knew the reality. He knew what's going to happen to Gandhi if he doesn't give up politics. And then Srila Prabhupada writes further. You have 125 years to live as you desire to live. But if you die an irreligious, inglorious death, it is no worth. That is why, in spite of being him declared as the father of the nation, but still nobody bothers about it. Nobody cares. Recently, there was some children program. I was just talking about Gandhi also. I asked them, how many of you know the birthday of Gandhi? Wow, one of the students, they remembered and told, October 2nd. And told, when is his death day? You know what is called Martyrs Day? Children were studying in 7th standard, 8th standard, they were not knowing what is Martyrs Day. Who cares? Just imagine. So Srila Prabhupada is mentioning, that is what happens. It's an inglorious death and no worth. powerful statement. The honor and prestige that you have obtained during the course of your present lifetime were not possible to be obtained by anyone else within the living memory. But you must know that all these honors and prestige were false inasmuch as they were created by the illusory energy of Godhead called Maya. Can anybody dare write a letter to Gandhi like this? This letter is worse than the bullet shot shot by Godse to Gandhi. It is for sure. This letter is more powerful because Godse killed only Gandhi's body but not his mentality. But here Srila Prabhupada is directly attacking Gandhian mentality, which is based on mental speculation. Though maybe some aspect of spirituality, when it is not based on on scriptures, what is the use of that? Here, further Srila Prabhupada says, but you must know that all these honors are created by Maya. By this falsity, I do not mean to say that your so many friends were false to you, nor you are false to them. By this falsity, I mean illusion, or in other words, the false friendship and honors obtained thereby were by the creation of Maya, and therefore they are always temporary, false as you may call it. But none of you, either your friends nor yourself, know this truth. A sadhu is not supposed to flatter but to cut. This is the basis of his friendship, that he cuts away the illusion of the materialistic person. Mahatma Gandhi, forsaken by his friends, bitterly disappointed at the outcome of the long, hard struggle of Indian independence and apprehensive about the future, had been reduced to a position in which he might be able to realize his friends and work with ultimate ultimately illusory. Thus, it was the perfect time for him to comprehend Abhay's message. Srila Prabhupada wrote this letter exactly at the time where Gandhi could have taken it because he is in total depression. Now, by the grace of God, the illusion is going on to be cleared, and thus your faithful friends like Acharya Kriplani and others are accusing you for your inability at the present moment to give them any practical program of work as you happen to give them during the glorious days of the non-cooperation movement. So you are also in the plight to find out a proper solution for the present political tangle created by your opponents. You should therefore take a note of warning from your insignificant friend like me, that unless you retire timely from politics and engage yourself 100% in preaching work of Bhagavad Gita, which is the real function of Mahatmas, you shall have to meet with such a inglorious death as Mussolini, Hitler or Lloyd George met with. Second time Prabhupada is mentioning in his letter that you will have to meet with an inglorious death. He is not just saying death, he is saying inglorious death. We know how inglorious it was. Now, the commentary goes like this. For years, Abhay wanted to approach Mahatma Gandhi with this message. In fact, he had written before, although it had been of no avail, but now he was convinced that unless Gandhi get out of politics, he would soon die an inglorious death. That Gandhi was remaining active in politics rather than preaching devotional service put him in the need of a warning. Abhay was writing to save a friend. Then the letter goes further like this. You can easily understand as to how some of your political enemies in the garb of friends, both Indian and English, Prabhupada writes in the bracket, it is not that only the British are your enemies, even the Indians are your enemies, there are some enemies, have deliberately cheated you and have broken your heart by doing the same mischief for which you have struggled so hard for many, many years. Gandhi has struggled hard to bring the Hindus and the Muslims together. Mao, after so much of struggle, he found they themselves are fighting. The basic cause of Gandhi's depression was Nehru and Jinnah. Of course, that is a political thing, the history of India. I don't want to talk much about that thing. What all happened during that particular time, and what were the talks which Jinnah had with Gandhi, and what are the talks Nehru had with Gandhi, and how he was totally cornered by both of them, what is the role of Patel, that is all Indian history. We don't want to get into that. That's a totally different subject. And there is also a Krishna conscious view for that particular subject. But the reason why Gandhi was totally depressed, I am just telling the background, because they are the Hindus and the Muslims, and the division of the country was being spoken at the time. They are all therefore illusions. And when these things will be present to you as they are, you must consider them as God sent. Srila Prabhupada says, when these kind of people are coming and trying to cheat you, you should understand it is God sent. God has favored you by dissipating the illusion you are whoring in. And with the same illusion, you never nursing those ideas of truth. Abhay dutifully attempted to inform Gandhi that there is nothing absolute within the relative world. Ahimsa, non-violence, must always be followed by violence. Just as light is followed by darkness. Nothing is absolute truth in the dual world. You did not know this, wrote Abhay. Neither you ever cared to know this from the right source. And therefore, all your attempts to create unity were followed by the disunity and ahimsa, which is followed by himsa. You see, Srila Prabhupada says, in spite of all your ahimsa, what happened at the end? There was only himsa. In spite of all your attempts of unity, there was only division. Abhay pointed out that Gandhi had never undergone the standard practice of spiritual advancement. And in the letter, Srila Prabhupada mentions specifically that you are never, though people thought you are very spiritual, but you are not spiritual. Why? Because you never underwent the standard practice of spiritual advancement. So just having some kind of spiritual ideas doesn't make a person spiritual. Until unless he joins a standard system of practice. Like you find many people in this world, they may be having some spiritual ideas, but until unless they join the program of a standard spiritual practice given by the organization, they cannot be called spiritual. They cannot be called spiritual personalities. Just having some ideas. Like just knowing some mathematics doesn't mean that he is a mathematics professor, a student of mathematics. Now everybody knows mathematics here and there. So everybody has some kind of spiritual ideas, but that doesn't make them spiritual. So that is what was the problem with Gandhi here. So accepting a bona fide spiritual master was a must, although he was not accepting it. Although Bhagavad Gita declared the necessity of accepting Guru in discipline section, Gandhi was well known for listening to his inner voice. We have many people talking, now my inner voice says. Now what is inner voice? Even Gandhi had an inner voice. Ultimately became a failure and became depressed. So there are sometimes some people talk about, I hear to my inner voice and this is what makes me spiritual. Ultimately this doesn't make you spiritual, make you depressed. So listening to inner voice and for extracting ideas from various writers like Ruskin and Choro and mixing them up with the teachings of the New Testament and the Gita. Just see, Srila Prabhupada had such a clear-cut idea of Gandhi's ignorance. He is saying that he has a mixture of Ruskin, I don't know who, I have not read his books. Theoro, I read some of his books. He has both some ideas mixed together, and he has some teachings from the New Testament and the Gita. And he was making a big khichdi of the entire ignorance, and he added his ignorance to it and presented the ignorance to everyone. Had Gandhi approached a guru, Abhay said, he would not have become bewildered within the sphere of relative truth. In the Katha Upanishad, it is ordered that one should approach a guru, bona fide guru, who is not only well versed in the scriptures of the world, but also realizes the soul in Brahman, the absolute truth. In order to learn the science of absolute truth, so also is also instructed in the Bhagavad Gita as follows. Tadvidhi pradipatena pariprashtena seva upadekshantite jnanam jnanina sattvadarshina. Like in the Katha Upanishad, that verse is tadvijnanartham sagurum meva bhagachet samitipani shrotiryam brahmanishtam. So this verse has been quoted here. But I know that you never underwent such transcendental teachings except some severe penance which you invested for your purpose, as you have invented so many things in the course of experimenting with the relative truths. You know, there's a famous book, My Experiments with Truth, Gandhi wrote. So Srila Prabhupada has been saying, you have been experimenting, never came to any conclusion. Recognizing Mahatma Gandhi's godly qualities and austerities, Abhay requested him to employ his moral elevation for surrendering to the absolute truth. Abhay urged him to get out of politics immediately. But your sincere effort to attain some godly qualities by austerities, etc., surely have raised you to some higher platform, which you can better utilize for the purpose of absolute truth. If you, however, remain satisfied with such temporary position only, and do not try to know the absolute truth, then surely you are to fall down from artificially exalted position under the laws of nature. But if you want really to approach absolute truth and want to do some real good to the people in general all over the world, which should include your ideas of unity, peace and non-violence, then you must give up the rotten politics immediately, and raise up for the preaching work of the philosophy and religion of Bhagavad Gita, without offering unnecessary and dogmatic interpretation on them. I had occasionally discussed this subject in my paper Back to Godhead, and a leaf from the same is enclosed herewith for your reference. Srila Prabhupada's letter continues, a long letter. I would only request you to retire from politics at least for a month only. And let us have a discussion on Bhagavad Gita. Srila Prabhupada requested, you give politics, let us come, discuss Bhagavad Gita for 1 month. I am sure thereby that you will get a new light from the result of such discussion, and not only for your benefit, but for the benefit of the world at large. I know that you are sincere, honest, and a moralist. You are sincerely awaiting your early reply with interest. You are sincerely Abhay Charan Day. So this is a letter written by Srila Prabhupada. There was no reply. A month later, Gandhi announced that he would fast until death unless India made a payment of 550 million rupees to Pakistan, father of the nation. He wanted this nation to pay 550 million rupees. At that time, 550 million rupees in 1947 means now minimum 1,000 times more. Minimum into minimum 1,000 times more. That much money was siphoned out by our father of the nation from this country. At first, Hindu refugees from Pakistan demonstrated outside Gandhi's darkened room, chanting, "Let Gandhi die, let Gandhi die." But as he fasted each day closer to death, he arose the heartfelt concern of the nation, and the government leaders repaid the money to Pakistan. Then great crowd approached him chanting, "Let Gandhi live, get Gandhi live." Meanwhile, Hindu-Muslim violence continued. On January 30th, the day after he had drafted a new constitution for the Congress party, Gandhi took his evening meal, worked at his spinning wheel, then walked towards the evening prayer meeting and was shot 3 times in his chest. He died crying out the name of God. "Hey Ram, what is the use? You are chanting the name of the Lord whom you never considered important throughout your life. Some benefit you got. Some benefit you would have definitely got. But what about the conception? What he had about Ram? Was it personal? That is a big question." Abhay's letter of the previous month suddenly read like a prophecy, but it had not been read by persons for whom it had been intended. So when the directors of the Mahatma Gandhi Memorial Fund invited suggestions on how to commemorate Gandhi's life and work, Abhay wrote to them and simultaneously to Vallabhbhai Patel. Everybody was thinking how to do memorial of Gandhi, and Abhay, he was still, Prabhupada did not leave. He wrote another letter to the committee which was thinking of how to celebrate the memorial, and also to Vallabhbhai Patel, India's deputy prime minister at the time, proposing the Gandhian way to be used to use the funds. And he says, "Gandhi's whole life was dedicated to the service of humanity at large, with special interest for raising the moral standards. His later activities showed that he was equal to everyone, and all the people of the world knew him more as a spiritual leader than as a mere politician." Just see what Prabhupada is saying. Now he knew, while Gandhi was living, he was trying to see how to engage Gandhi in Krishna consciousness. He failed. But Prabhupada did not leave the hope. he wanted to use Gandhi's death also in the service of Krishna. Let us see how he does. He says, people knew him more as a spiritualist. So if you want to have a memorial, you should depict Gandhi as a spiritualist. So devotion to God, it was his ultimate aim. Prabhupada has read it to him. Say, devotion to God is his ultimate aim. When I say that his sacred memory should be prepared, not in ordinary but in Gandhivan way, I mean the fitting respect to his memory will be done in the following manner. Srila Prabhupada gave an advice. How to have a fitting respect for Gandhi? Abhay wrote of a Mahatma Gandhi rarely described. Then he says, Prabhupada says, Gandhi as a Vaishnava, despite his pressing political activities, Gandhi never missed a daily prayer in the prayer meeting in the evenings. Just see, the letter which he wrote to him, now it is exactly contradictory. He thought, let these people somehow or other depict Gandhi as a person who read Bhagavad Gita, so at least people will buy Bhagavad Gita. So now he says that even at the time of his assassination, he had been on his way to attend a daily kirtan. Abhay stressed that it was because of Gandhi's regular participation in the congregational prayers that he had been so strong in his work to raise the moral standard of humanity. Gandhiji minus his spiritual activities, Abhay wrote, he is an ordinary politician. But actually, he was a saint among statesmen. Abhay wrote that it had been Lord Chaitanya who had originated the congregational chanting of the names of Ram and Krishna, and his followers, the six Goswamis, had left a wealth of literature for discussion and understanding. Actually, Srila Prabhupada hinting that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking that Sankirtan to Chand Ghazi, that is a political movement. Somebody few days back asked me to, what about Prabhuji, we getting so much into politics? I told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also did it. He did the congregation, but he was chanting at the same time, did a big political movement against Chand Ghazi. Isn't it? So the Memorial Fund Board should take this lesson from Mahatmaji's practical life and develop it on a large scale. So Srila Prabhupada is telling, this Memorial Board should see Gandhi did kirtan, he went for the morning prayers, and he was a spiritualist, he used to quote Bhagavad Gita. So if you just remove all these things in the memorial of Gandhi, you are not depicting actually real Gandhi. Therefore, one fitting memorial to Mahatma Gandhi should be to institute daily congregation reading of Bhagavad Gita. When people's spiritual instincts were kindled by daily prayer meetings, then they would develop the highest qualities in their character. Abhay had a second suggestion. That was the first suggestion, to have a place where people would come together and read Bhagavad Gita. Second suggestion, Gandhi was known for his attempts to enable the lower class to enter the temples. And Srila Prabhupada had so much of knowledge of the political affairs. In Naikolai, he had installed the deity of Radha Krishna for the ordinary men to worship. Srila Prabhupada even had noted that point, and he writes the Gandhi Memorial Committee, saying that Gandhi personally had established a Radha Krishna temple in Noakhali, some place, I don't know where it is. In Bangladesh, he had opened a temple there, and he made ordinary people belonging to the non-Brahmin class to come and worship. So Abhay took it as essence that Gandhi was a theistic movement because he established Radha Krishna temple. Abhay explained that though there are hundreds and thousands of temples in India, they are not being properly managed, and therefore educated citizens were neglecting them. In the original Vedic culture, the purpose of the temple has been to nurture spiritual culture. If the temples of India could be recognized as the vital spiritual centers, then the disturbed minds of the day could be trained for life's higher duties. Such education practice, Abhay wrote, can help man in realizing the existence of God, without whose sanction, according to Mahatma Gandhi, not a blade of grass moves. How expert Srila Prabhupada was in writing letters and quoting particular things. He also referred to Gandhi's Harijan movement, which most people saw as Gandhi's humanitarian effort to grant equal rights to untouchables, whom Gandhi had recognized as Harijana, people of God. Srila Prabhupada says that Gandhi's idea of Harijan was trying to uplift lower class. It was not so. It was trying to tell them they are also people of God, people of Hari. But rather than simply rubber stamping an untouchable as Harijan, Abhay argued, there must be a systematic program for eliminating people from the lower class. Just rubber stamping, what is the use of rubber stamping? This program was taught in the Bhagavad Gita and could best be applied in the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master. Abhay volunteered, I'll volunteer to take up the task on behalf of Gandhi, Gandhi Memorial Board, to set up a temple and set up a memorial where people will come and read Bhagavad Gita and develop the downtrodden, give a program to make the downtrodden who, without just being rubber stamped, they should be really made Harijan. Abhay wanted his memorial will soon be dead as he has been as has been the lot of other politicians. If you don't incorporate this temple chanting Bhagavad Gita and all in the memorial of Gandhi, that memorial will soon be dead. Draupad's sharp words to the memorial committee. So just see how Srila Prabhupada had so much ideas of politics too. And his involvement in politics was known not though direct, but still it was indirect. So in this way, many devotees ask this question to us. What is our role in politics? What is our role in voting? We have a role, at the same time don't have a role. It is something achintya bheda bheda. So like Srila Prabhupada here, he also is manifesting so much knowledge of politics and concern for the political situation, at the same time as aloof. And somebody asked Prabhupada, why do you need to become the Prime Minister of this country? He told, I'll become the Guru of the Prime Minister. And he really wanted. And regarding Indira Gandhi thing, I would like to mention one. He was so desperate to call Indira Gandhi to put the cornerstone in Mayapur project. And somehow it could not happen. When there was a big agitation going on and emergency was declared, at that time Indira Gandhi's life was in a great threat because Bangladesh Prime Minister was also killed at the time. And somehow a few devotees approached to get an appointment of Indira Gandhi. Indira Gandhi told, okay, I'll meet. At that time Prabhupada was in America. He cancelled all the appointments and immediately flew to India to meet her. When he came to meet her, he had a list of things to discuss with her. And among the list of the things were, all the ministers should be initiated devotees, Brahmin initiated devotees. And he wanted devotees to get visas, especially the foreigners when they come to India. They cannot stay long time because they don't get a long visa. So Srila Prabhupada went and met Indira Gandhi, but she was expressing her fear to Prabhupada. She stood up and welcomed Prabhupada and appreciated his work. And because she was in so much of fear of her life and situation, Prabhupada could not discuss the entire letter, but at least he put a request to her saying that, at least give visas to our devotees, long-term visas to our devotees, so that they don't have to go every time to West again and come back, and a lot of funds can be saved. And other points Prabhupada could not discuss because he thought, she is already in such a fear, to discuss all these points is of no use. In this way, Srila Prabhupada had lot of concern about the political situation of any nation, even the nation like America, wherever he went, he had a concern, though he was not involved. So in this way, we should follow in the Prabhupada's mood, show concern for the political situation, because that is going to affect our preaching of Krishna consciousness, though it is totally independent. At the same time, we have nothing to do with political situation. So this is what we can understand from this letter which Prabhupada wrote to Gandhi and also to the Gandhi Memorial Board. We stop here. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Any questions? No questions. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.